Take your Bibles and turn to Jeremiah 22. We looked at some aspects of human wisdom and what was wrong with it. This evening we're going to look at God's wisdom. You know, if you want skill in living your life, then you need to do it God's way. If you seek to do it your own way, you're going to have some major issues in your life. So we're going to be looking in the book of Jeremiah and look at some elements really that will enable us to have God's wisdom in our life. If we're going to have God's wisdom in our life, first of all, we're going to see that we need to make God the basis for every decision of life. We need to make God the basis for every decision of life. Every decision that we make in life, we need to, in a sense, we need to factor God into the equation. We need to understand that God is at work. We can seek to make decisions independent of God. We can seek to make decisions on our own or live life on our own, but it will end in failure. Jeremiah 22 and verse number 13. It says, "Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's services without wages, and giveth him not for his work. That saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar, and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink, and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him?" So you can seek to live life on your own. You can seek to go about your own way. Here, build his house by unrighteousness, his chambers by wrong, use his neighbor's services without wages, giveth him not for his work, and didn't understand the workings of God in his life. Notice what he said about his father. It says in verse 16, "He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then was it well with him. Was not this to know me, saith the Lord?" Verse 17, "But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory." Jehoiakim's death, it says in verse 19, "He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem." The Bible doesn't paint a very nice picture of his death. And why was that? Well, because he was going to live his life his own way. He wasn't going to make God the basis for his decisions of life. Yet you think of Josiah, and what did Josiah do? Well, under Josiah, there was a revival. He turned to God, and he said, "Was it not well with him?" Josiah made God the basis for the decisions of his life. When they found the book of the law in the temple and they read it, Josiah was greatly alarmed at the wickedness of the society and wanted to see things changed. So if we're going to have skill in living our lives, we must understand God's workings in life. We can seek to go our own way. We can seek to do our own thing. But we're still going to meet up with God someday. You know, and if you're going to really live your life the right way, you must understand the workings of God in our lives. Jeremiah chapter 5 in verse number 21. Says in Jeremiah 5:21, "Hear now this, O foolish people." Here's people that were not living according to God's wisdom. "And without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not." Now, have you ever told someone something to do? Maybe you told your children something to do, and you wondered if they had ears that heard. Well, here spiritually, they had ears that did not hear. Verse 22, "Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone their own direction. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest." So here's God saying, is that, you know what? You ought to be fearing me. You know what? I'm the one that's in charge of life. And every decision that you make ought to be made on the basis that God is far greater than we are. You know, we can make decisions about anything in life, whether it's about a job, whether it's about, you know, the books you read, whether it's about what you do with your family. And we can make those decisions apart from God. But the fact is that God is still in control. You know, here were these people living life on their own, but yet, who sent the rain? God did. Who could withhold the rain from them? God could. Verse number 25 says, "Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you." You know, we must, if we're going to live life with real wisdom, with real skill, we must understand God's working, and we must make God the basis for every decision of life. You know, is this decision going to bring God's blessing on my life, or is this decision going to bring God's curse upon my life? You know, young person, you're tempted to cheat on that test. You know, or maybe you're tempted then to lie about it. You know, maybe you get by with it with a teacher, but guess what? Who understands everything that went on? God does. You know, you can lie about something. You can maybe cover it up for the teacher. You can maybe get by without seeming like anything happened to you. But guess what? You are going to meet up with God. And He knows everything that you've done. God, you must make God the basis for every decision of life. Go over to Jeremiah chapter 21. Jeremiah 21, verse 11. It says, "And touching the house of the king of Judah, say, hear ye the word of the Lord. O house of David, thus saith the Lord, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire, and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Behold, I am against thee, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain, saith the Lord, which say, who shall come down against us? Or who shall enter into our habitations? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, saith the Lord, and I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things round about it." You know, someone can think that life is going just fine. Who shall come down against us? Who shall enter into our habitations? Things in life can be seeming to go great. You can be living independently of God. You can be making your decisions on your own. And things can be seeming like they're going great. But God is still in control. And he says in verse 14, "But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, saith the Lord." And every decision that you make will have a way of catching up to you. You know, the Bible says that what? You will reap what you sow. So first of all, we need to make God the basis for every decision of life. Secondly, let's turn to Jeremiah 19 and verse 15. "In God's wisdom, always keep yourself tender towards reproof." Jeremiah chapter 19. Verse 15, it says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it." Why? "Because they have hardened their necks that they might not hear my words." You know, these people made their necks hard. They resisted. The Bible says in Proverbs, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." You know, God's wisdom is always to always keep yourself tender towards reproof. What's the temptation? The temptation, especially if you get reproved often for something, is to harden yourself towards it. But the Bible says that will bring destruction. You know, and the scary thing about that is, and that without remedy. How important it is in life that we are always tender towards reproof. We don't harden our necks, but we take it. And what does it say? It says, "They have hardened their necks that they might not hear my words." And because of it, destruction was going to come to their city. You know, why do people harden their necks? Why do they refuse to hear? Go over to Jeremiah chapter 13. You know, you have a problem with taking reproof. You have a problem listening when somebody is correcting you. Well, what is the issue behind that? Well, let's go to Jeremiah 13, verse number 9. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing." So he says he's going to mar the great pride of Jerusalem. And what went right along with that pride? Well, it's this evil people which what? Refuse to hear my words. You know, when we refuse to listen, God was sending Jeremiah to give them the message that he had for them. But they what? They hardened their necks. They refused to hear. And what did God say? He says, "I am going to mar their pride." Why don't we listen? Why don't we take reproof? Why do we resist it? You know, young person, why when your parents correct you, inside do you get mad about it? It's because you're proud. And what's that going to bring? "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." The Bible says God what resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Real wisdom in life, God's wisdom, always keep yourself tender towards reproof. The third area we're going to look at is found in Jeremiah chapter 17. And here the third area is to depend on the Lord in every situation in life. Depend on the Lord in every situation of life, even when it looks like it won't work out. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. So here we find the life that follows earthly wisdom depends on man. Man is the answer to life's problems. You know, the children of Israel could have said, well, let's, you know, Assyria's attacking us. Let's ask Egypt for help. Let's ask this country for help. Don't give in to the enemy. You know, what God was telling them to do, maybe to them, didn't make sense. But he says, the Bible says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Verse number 7, the opposite, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So here we have the one that has learned to depend on God, to trust in him. Doesn't matter what the circumstances of life look like. Doesn't matter what people are saying. Doesn't matter what the relatives are saying. They go to God. You know, they don't pick up the telephone first thing, but they go to God. They depend on God in every situation of life. And what does it yield? It yields a fruitful life. It yields a life that when the turmoils of life come, what happened? When the drought comes, it says, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. When the heat cometh, her leaf shall be green. There's sustenance there because their dependence is on God. Jeremiah 13 and verse number 25. Verse 24, therefore will I scatter them as a stubble that passeth away by the wind of the wilderness. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord. Because thou hast forgotten me and what? And trusted in falsehood. You know, when you don't live by what God's saying, what are you living by? Falsehood. You're living by something that's a lie. It appears from our own vision, it appears from our own eyes to be good. But what is Satan? He's the master deceiver. And you know what? For Israel, it didn't work out. It brought destruction. It says, this is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. True wisdom is found only in God. Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 9 says, the wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Real wisdom is only found in God. And if we're going to live a life that of skill, if we're going to live a life of wisdom, we must depend on the Lord in every situation of life. Who are we depending on in the decisions that we are making? And I have more here that we'll look at, but we will stop for now and we'll continue this the next time. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that we have in your word. And Lord, I pray tonight that you would help each one of us, Lord, to learn to trust you, to not look at the circumstances of life, and base our decisions upon what things appear to be. But Lord, that we would put our wholehearted trust in you. And Lord, to realize when we are tempted to go our own way, that you are far greater than us. And Lord, your workings will continue on, even if we think we can live life apart from you. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to keep a tender heart towards reproof. I wonder, as we maybe pause just for a moment here, I wonder, young person, have you been living skillfully or foolishly? You know, what's been your response to correction? Maybe think of even today, maybe the last couple days. How have you responded? Are you living by God's wisdom, or are you living by your own wisdom? Adult, you know, how have you been making your decisions? Have you been basing your decisions upon God and His workings? Or just kind of been veering off in your own direction? You know, have you been trusting God? So that when the storms of life come, you'll be able to weather the blast. But if you're trusting man when those storms come, what's going to happen to your leaf? It's going to fade. It's going to wither. Maybe even right now there's a decision that God wants you to make in your own heart. Lord, we just pray that you would bless your word. Lord, help us to apply it and to live it in our own lives. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.